Praise the Lord. Glory to your name. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight, isn't it? Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go ahead and open with prayer before we get into the word tonight. Thank you, precious Father. Oh, we just worship you tonight, oh God. We just praise your holy name. Lord, we just say thank you, Father, for the evidence is clear. Your blessings are all around us, Father. Lord, you have taken such good care of us, oh God. Lord, you are with us in every instant, in every season, in every moment, Father. And Lord, you are just so good, and we just appreciate you, Father. And Lord, we just glorify you tonight, Father. Lord, we just want to glorify you tonight through your word, oh God. Lord, just pour out of me, Father. Lord, I offer myself to you as a drink offering, Lord, for you to just pour out according to your purpose and according to your will tonight, oh God. Lord, open the hearts of the people, Lord, that they might receive a new impartation tonight, a new understanding, a new revelation tonight, oh God. Lord, that will stir the deep places in their hearts, Father. Lord, we just are so thankful. We're so thankful for you tonight, oh God. And Lord, we just surrender. I surrender to you, Father, to your will only, oh God. I surrender to you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So a couple of weeks ago, we went to a WIP conference. WIP, Women in Pursuit. Women in Pursuit, WIP. And I thought, well, gosh, it could be Men in Pursuit, MIP. MIP. Or People in Pursuit, PIP. I just kind of had fun with that, sorry. Never gets a big laugh, but it gets one in my head. But while we were at that conference, we were having a delightful time of worship. It was just beautiful. The worship was wonderful. The presence of the Lord was beautiful. And I was praying, you know, and I was just thanking the Lord for his presence in my life. I was just worshiping. And the benches were close together, somewhat like these benches. They were chairs. And the Lord spoke to me. And the Lord asked me, "Are you changed?" And I paused for a minute and I said, "Well, yes, I'm a new creation in you, Father. I'm not who I was. I'm someone else, praise the Lord." And he said, "But are you changing?" I said, "Yes, hopefully every day." And I said, "But Lord, what's the point? What are you trying to say to me? What are you trying to speak to my heart?" And I could just feel the presence all over me, and I began to feel conviction, but I didn't know what it was about yet. You know, I'm like, "Lord, what's going on?" And the Lord said to me, "Because Jesus gave his blood for you. He shed his blood for you." And I said, "Yes, yes, he did, Lord." And as I said that, "Yes, yes, he did, Lord," the magnitude of that hit me like a ton of bricks. And right in between those little tiny space, I wiggled my way down to where I could get on my knees before the Lord and just began to cry out to him. He did. He gave his blood. He gave his blood. He gave his blood for me. He bled for me. And I don't know how long I was on my knees, but when I got up, the Lord told me, he said, "All his blood was poured out for you." And I'm like, "Lord, a drop would have been enough." And he said, "But it wasn't. He gave it all." And I'm like, I was so overcome. And you know, and when I say that back, I say that to you, it might not mean anything to you. It might not have the power for you hearing it now that I had, that it had in that moment. And the Lord told me, "Search it out, investigate it." But Lord, I understand it. He said, "No, you don't." And I'm like, okay. So I have been faithfully investigating that. And so I have a question for you tonight. What makes Jesus worthy? What makes him worthy? Was it his love? Was it his goodness? Was it the miracles? I don't think so. Although those things were true and they were wonderful, was it his grace? Was it his love? Was it being the Son of God? Was it being perfect? Was it being the creator, the designer of all things? I don't think so. What the Lord spoke to my heart was he was without sin. He chose to sin not. He chose to sin not. Praise the Lord. That's what made him worthy. He was without blemish. He was without spot. He was without wrinkle. He lived a sinless life by choice. He was a man of emotions. He was a man who had feelings, a man of conviction. He was a man just like any other man, and yet he chose to live without sin. Now, I have desired my whole life to live without sin, but there's this little part of me called the flesh that tends to take hold and run like a racehorse towards sin. But Jesus didn't do that. Jesus was obedient. He chose obedience over the desires of his emotions or his will or his flesh. He chose obedience before all of those other things. And then he gave it all. He gave every single drop for you and me. Hallelujah. Jesus is the Lamb of God, the sacrifice of our sins. He is our kinsman redeemer. You know, in a sacrifice, when a lamb is sacrificed, they use every drop of blood. None of it is wasted. The sacrifice is made. They catch the blood in a container. Some of the blood anoints the horns on the altar. And then the rest of the blood is poured out on the fire. None of the blood is wasted or just allowed to be thrown on the ground willy-nilly or thrown away. In Leviticus 4:34, the word says, the priest shall take some of the blood of the sin offering with his finger, put it on the horns of the altar of the burnt offering, and pour all the remaining blood on the altar. Do you see why Christ had to give all his blood? None of his blood could be wasted. There was a purpose behind it, and that purpose was you and me. Hallelujah. As that blood ran down that cross, ran down his body, there was purpose in every drop. There was purpose in every drop he shed. The blood is important to the Lord. The blood represents life. And life is sacred to God. Hallelujah. And after an animal has been sacrificed, the blood is used for the atonement of sins. Hallelujah. Jesus became that atonement. Hallelujah. Jesus became that sacrifice. His blood, his precious blood, was shed for you and I in our place. And you know, in the word, Holy Spirit is as the fire of God. It's a living testimony in you and I of God's power and presence in us and with us. We, you and I, are called to be a living sacrifice. We don't have to shed our blood. We don't have to be sacrificed in that way. But the Lord is asking us to live in a manner of sacrifice. The sacrifice of our flesh for the Spirit, for obedience to the Lord. And the Holy Spirit is the fire in us that gives us the ability. The Holy Spirit is where we lay our will on the altar. It's where we lay down ourself to the Lord to allow him to work in us and through us through the Holy Spirit. And in Romans 12:1, the word says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Hallelujah. We are to live in a sacrifice to the Lord, moment by moment, breath by breath. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. As I began to research this, I found over 30 verses referring to or regarding to the blood of Jesus. And that's a lot. The word doesn't typically repeat the same thing that many times. But the blood of Jesus he did. Because the blood of Jesus is important. The blood of Jesus is powerful. Hallelujah. But I'm going to just show you 15 ways that the blood, hallelujah, of the blood of Jesus, what his blood did. The first one is reconciliation, which is a process between two estranged people, hallelujah, or alienated parties coming to peace. Reconciliation is the process of arriving at peace. And Jesus was the reconciliation for us to have peace between us and God. Without Jesus, we have no peace between us and God because the sacrifices didn't work. It didn't change people's hearts. We needed something more. Man needed more. Because it just wasn't cutting it, offering a sacrifice. It didn't change our behavior. It didn't change our hearts. It didn't change our actions. We were making the sacrifices. The children of Israel were making the sacrifices, but their hearts were still wicked. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But Jesus brought peace between man and God. That is the result of reconciliation between you and God and me and God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is the second one. Number two, peace between man and God. In Colossians 1:20, the word says, "And through him to reconcile himself to all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood." So the blood of Jesus gives us peace. Peace between God and peace between us. We don't have to be afraid that God's going to be angry at us or he's going to change his mind, because there is peace that's been laid down in the shed blood of Jesus. And it doesn't matter how long ago that happened, that blood is still effective today. That blood is still doing its work today. The blood of Jesus is still working for you and I today. What he did on the cross stands and remains valid today. The third thing is the new covenant. In Luke 22:20, the word says, "Likewise, he also took the cup after the supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you.'" Hallelujah. We left the old covenant. Hallelujah. We left the old covenant. We came into the new covenant through the blood of Jesus. We get a whole new relationship with God because of what Jesus did for us. Hallelujah. We get a whole new opportunity. Praise the Lord. Woo, we get a whole new covenant. The fourth is redemption of sins. Isaiah 53:5 says, "He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." Hallelujah. Redemption from sin, forgiveness of sins. And Ephesians 1:7 says, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His blood brought forgiveness of sins. His blood brought redemption into our lives. No matter where we came from, no matter how unworthy we were or we felt we are, his blood changed that. His blood changed that for you and I. It redeemed us. Hallelujah. It took what was old and broken and not working, what was sinful and shameful, and he changed it to something beautiful and something holy and something pure, something justified, something redeemed. He gave our lives purpose. Hallelujah. And then this verse, Ephesians 2, verse 8 through 13, lists 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Grace, wisdom, prudence, inheritance, and predestined. His blood did all those things for us. In Ephesians 2, starting at verse 8, it says, "According to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times that he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and those which are in earth in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. Hallelujah. Through his blood we have grace and we gain wisdom. Hallelujah. Because by the shedding of his blood, Holy Spirit came down. And the word says, if you want wisdom, ask for it. Hallelujah. We don't have to remain in the dark. Things don't have to remain hidden to us, because Holy Spirit is the revealer. And because Jesus shed his blood and went to heaven, Holy Spirit came down and resides with you and me. He resides in us. Hallelujah. Prudence. We have an inheritance and we are predestined. Hallelujah. All because Jesus. Hallelujah. Was the sacrificial lamb, all because Jesus was willing to lay his life down for you and me. His blood, there is power in his blood and in the shedding of his blood. You know that old song, I won't sing because I am not Pastor Bruce, but that old song says there is power, power, wonder working power in the blood. That is a true song. That song is telling the truth. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the shedding of that blood for you and me. Power that I don't think the children of God have even tapped into yet. I don't think we understand the amount of power that's in that blood, or we'd be blood slingers, like Pastor Bruce said in that sermon the other week. Slinging blood. We'd be throwing blood over everything. Blood over sickness. Blood over disease. Blood over my broken family. The blood over my husband. The blood over my children. We'd hardly utter a breath without saying, I plead the blood of Jesus over it. But are we doing that? Or do we forget the power that's in that blood that he shed for you and me? Number 10, we become conquerors or overcomers by the blood. Revelation 12:11, hallelujah, says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to the death, praise the Lord. Their lives were not more important than the testimony of Jesus Christ. Their lives was not more important than witnessing about Jesus or sharing what Jesus did. How often do we not share with someone because we're afraid, we're too shy, or we're too embarrassed? But his blood was so much more powerful than that. We're shortchanging his blood when we let fear come in and control us or stop us from witnessing or stop us from sharing the gospel. Oh, hallelujah. It says, by the word of our testimonies, we are overcomers. People need to hear your testimony. Pastor Johanna Burkhardt, who's going to come and share this coming Monday night at our women's group, she has a program that she does in her church called Tell Me Your Story. Because you know what? There is power in our testimonies. If there is anybody that is bound by anxiety or fear, afraid to be in groups, I was that girl, and I can tell you that if God delivered me, he can deliver you. If God set me free from all that anxiety and sent me to a foreign country, sent me to Mexico, where I didn't speak the language, where I didn't know the town, where I didn't know how to get to the grocery store, if God can send me there and he can fix me, he can do it for you. That testimony is powerful because people need to understand what Jesus can do, and it's so much more than what we imagine. Sometimes I think we put Jesus in this little box, and that's where he stays. It's time we take the lid off that box and blow the sides off. Because what Jesus has done in each one of us, we all have a testimony. And it's powerful. It's life-changing because we were changed. Our lives were changed by the blood of Jesus and what he did for us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Number 11, we were brought near to God. Woo, there was a chasm. A great divide between us and God because our sin separates us. It was bigger than the Grand Canyon. There was no way on our own we could make it across that divide. But when Jesus laid his life down, hallelujah, and he shed his blood, he became the bridge across that divide that you and I can draw near to the Lord. We don't have to go to a priest, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I don't know what you're feeling. But this has become so real inside of me. I don't even know all the changes that it is making in me at this moment. But I know that I have changed. That the Lord has just brought revelation of his blood to life in me in such a way. I can't even express that. I can't even adequately explain what's going on, but something in me is changing. Praise the Lord for his glory. Hallelujah. It says in Ephesians 2. Whew, hallelujah. It says, but now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. It wasn't just laying down upon that cross. It was the shedding of his blood. Hallelujah. This tonight is a first part. There is two parts to this message. We will talk more about what Christ suffered in the road to the cross. But tonight is the first part of that. We'll get to that other part. But just imagine Jesus laying down upon that cross, bridging that divide that we could walk across. We could leave behind our sin. Hallelujah. We could leave behind our old self. We could leave behind our shortcomings. We could leave behind our uglies. And we could approach the throne of God with confidence, knowing that Jesus paved the way. He laid down the cross that we could cross the great divide that had been left by our sin. Woo, number 12, Holy Spirit dwelling in us. Woo, that is one of the blessings, hallelujah. One of the blessings that we receive. Ephesians 2:13 says, but now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far, Romans 8:11. The Holy Spirit dwelling in us. Romans 8:11 says, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. He's talking about Holy Spirit. Woo, Holy Spirit gives new life to these mortal bodies. Oh, when we understand the blood and we come to Jesus and we say, hey, Lord, I need you. I need a Savior. Forgive me. Forgive me. His blood is applied to our life and to our heart and our spirits. Our the Spirit living in us is made new. It is renewed new through the Holy Spirit. And we now have direct access to God living inside of you. We are never alone from that moment on. And how often do we feel all alone? But we are never alone because the Holy Spirit is always with us. Hallelujah. He is always available to us. Praise the Lord. 13, we receive peace and we receive healing. Whoo, by the blood of Jesus, we receive peace and healing. Isaiah 53, verse 5 says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement For our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. By his stripes we are healed. Means it was done. It was done. It was done. Hallelujah. When they beat Jesus, when he received the whippings on his back, it was done then. That was done. That blood was shed for you and I, that we could know and live and walk in healing. But we haven't quite laid hold of that. Hallelujah. But when it's talking about healing, it's talking about body, mind, soul, and spirit. Hallelujah. Because our spirit is made new instantly. Our soul is renewed. It's a process. It's a process. It's a purification process that we have to walk through. But it is made new through the word and through the blood of Jesus and what he did. Hallelujah. Body, mind, and spirit. Hallelujah. And it says, for our peace was upon him. This peace refers to complete healing, body, mind, and spirit. Hallelujah. Number 14 is children of God. We became children of God through what Christ did. Oh, hallelujah. 1 John 3:1 says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Oh, what a glorious thing that we who were once on the other side of that great divide, we who once could not approach the holiness of God, we who once had no access to the Father, now have direct access to him. And not only do we have access to him, but he has made us his children. He calls us children, his children. Through the blood of Jesus, we were adopted in as the children of God. And it doesn't matter where we came from. It doesn't matter what our past looks like. Once we come to Jesus, we are called the children of God. And that is powerful. That is powerful. That is beautiful. Who does something like that? Oh, hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Number 15 says, cleansed from sin, and we become kings and priests to God. Revelation 1, 5, and 6 says, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. The unworthy becomes kings and priests to God our Father. Because of the blood of Jesus, we have become kings and we have become priests. Something that we could have never have deserved on our own. Something we could have never have earned. No matter how hard we worked at it, we couldn't have earned it. We couldn't have bridged that divide. But the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, has made us kings and priests to God. Oh, hallelujah. What a powerful thing his blood is. And you know what? When we testify of the blood of Christ and what Jesus did, we overcome the enemy. Hallelujah. We become like those believers in the early days that says, and they triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. From Revelations, we become as them. We triumph by the word of our testimony because of the blood of the Lamb. And Jesus' triumph over darkness is yours and my triumph over darkness. Because what Jesus did for all time. And he did for you and me. And now you and I, we have power over the enemy. We have authority over the enemy and over the darkness of this world. It's you and I who are going to change things in this world through the moving of the Holy Spirit in you and I. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not going to just happen on its own. But when God's people rise up together in unity, and begin to push in to the things of God and into the moving of His Spirit, we will see things like never before. I believe we were standing on the cusp, on the very edge of the greatest movement of God mankind has ever seen since Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, praise your name. Hallelujah. And Jesus' triumph over that darkness and over the powers of the enemy is reinforced every time we agree with the blood of Jesus. When we start slinging that blood, as Pastor says, woo, we triumph once again over the enemy. When we remind the enemy, hey, Satan, sickness and disease, Jesus shed His blood for me. Jesus shed His blood for my healing. And I apply the blood of Jesus over this body. I apply the blood of Jesus over my family and over this relationship. We will see change happen because there is power in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The problem in our life is sin. Hallelujah. And our sin demands a solution. And that solution is Jesus. Jesus was and still is the solution for the sin in our lives. Hallelujah. You know, it says in the Word that when Cain slew Abel, that Abel's blood in the earth cried out for justice. Well, let me tell you something. Jesus' blood was shed, and His blood cries out in the earth for justice. His blood cries out against the enemy, and we need to start applying that blood and using that blood for the freedom and for the deliverance that we need to see in our lives and in the lives of our family. If Abel's blood cried out, how much more does the blood of Jesus cry out? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, precious Father. Oh, hallelujah. On the crucifixion, a great price was paid. A great price was paid once and for all for you and I. Hallelujah. We just glorify you, Father. And as believers, we need to stand in the gap for one another in prayer. We need to plead the blood of Jesus over our families and our friends, over our body, over the world, over our government. Hallelujah. We need to cry out for the mercy of God, knowing that because of the blood of Jesus, God has mercy on us and on His people. Oh, hallelujah. We have access to that mercy through the blood, and it's time that we begin to cry out for that mercy. Hallelujah. Because mercy triumphs over judgment. Hallelujah. Mercy triumphs over justice. Or over judgment, excuse me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name. In Revelations 12:11. Hallelujah. Revelations 12:11 says, and they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. We've read that verse earlier. I've spoke about that verse earlier. But I put it in a second time because it's so important that we come to understand there is power in our testimony. Hallelujah. Because it's backed by the blood of Jesus. Our testimony is made possible by the blood of Jesus. Without the blood of Jesus, we don't have a testimony. Without the blood of Jesus, we can't draw near to the Father. Without the blood of Jesus, we don't have authority over the enemy. Without the blood of Jesus, we don't have healing. Hallelujah. Without the blood of Jesus, we are not kings and priests. Without the blood of Jesus, we are not the children of God. All of this is made possible because of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Psalms 107:2, the word says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. You and I have been redeemed from the hand of the enemy because Jesus willingly went to the cross and shed His blood. Oh, hallelujah. You know, when I taught Sunday school, I still teach occasionally, but when I taught Sunday school consistently, we began every Sunday school class by saying the name Jesus, 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 Jesus. And I told the children how if you begin to speak the name of Jesus, you just can't be sad. You just can't be angry. You just can't be unhappy, because there is power in just his name, because it draws to remembrance what he did. And sometimes we're so weak or we're so beaten down that we don't even know how to pray. But if we begin to say, Jesus, 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 he will begin to work in us. My mom tells a testimony about how she'd been injured in a car accident. And she was laid up in bed, and she could hardly move. And she's laying there propped up on pillows, and she can't hardly move. And the Lord said, Jackie, praise me. And she said, well, you know I can't. I'm in too much pain. And the Lord said to her, Jackie, praise me. And she said, but you know I can't. I hurt too bad. And the Lord spoke to her again, Jackie, praise me. And she said, fine, I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. And something began to break free. And then the Lord spoke to her, Jackie, raise your hands and praise me. I can't, Lord. I can't lift my hands. Jackie, lift your hands and praise me. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Oh, I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Because there is power in the very name of Jesus. And all things have to come under the authority and the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. And if when we're down or we're depressed or we're hard pressed, if we begin to lift up the name of Jesus and we remember the price he paid on that cross with his shed blood, our whole attitude begins to change. And so I used to start Sunday school with Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And I'd see kids start laughing. See, you can't say it without laughing. You can't say it without getting happy. Jesus. And we'd say it until we were all just laughing on the floor. Because that's what Jesus does. He brings in joy. He brings in peace. Hallelujah. Is Jesus your peace tonight? Because he is the only one who gives peace. He is the only peace in this world. He is the only peace in the day, in the moment. He is the peace. And if we just begin to call upon that name, if we begin to call upon that shed blood and the power that is in the blood, you know, our life force is in the blood. If we have no blood, we have no life. Right? The blood gives life. The blood of Jesus gives life. Hallelujah. And if we just begin to call upon that shed blood, if we begin to call upon that blood of Jesus, hallelujah, we will see times change. Hallelujah. The enemy can't stand against the blood of Jesus. The enemy can't stand against the blood of Jesus. He can't fight it. There's no comeback for him against the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise your name, Father. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Are you changed tonight? Are you changing moment by moment, little by little? Are we allowing the Word of God? Are we allowing the blood of Jesus to change us? Because we need to be. We can't stay who we were and know Jesus. Because to know Jesus is to change. We cannot call ourselves disciples of Christ if we're not following in his footsteps, if we're not following his teachings. Hallelujah. He shed his blood for you and I. Next Wednesday, we're going to talk about seven things. Now that I get down here, I can't remember it after I read it. That Jesus shed blood for us seven times. He didn't just shed blood on the cross, but there are seven places where Jesus shed blood for us. And we're going to talk about that next week. Praise the Lord. If you'll all just stand to your feet tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabashindorobahai. Hoo, Rabahashi. Hoo, thank you, Jesus, for your blood. Thank you, Father, for the power in your blood. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father, for the power in the shed blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we just glorify your name. We just thank you for every drop. Every drop that was shed upon the cross. We thank you for every drop, precious Savior, every drop. We thank you for the power that is in that blood. We thank you. We acknowledge what you did for us. We acknowledge what your shedding blood gave to us. And we say, thank you, Father. We say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we praise you. And we say, thank you, precious Savior. Hallelujah. If you tuned in tonight and watched with us, thank you for being a part of A New Beginning online. We appreciate you, and we're always so grateful to have you tune in. I just say, God bless you. Have a great night. If you can join us other times, do it, but praise the Lord. Have a great night. Oh, hallelujah.